From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I chat with artists and singers, actors, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip is the well-respected Bay Area theater critic Ken Bullock. Ken was born in San Rafael. His mother's family descended from a gold rusher who was Justice of the Peace in Nicasio in the 1800s. In the 1960s, Ken did a brief stint in radio at KQED and was inspired by such Bay Area theater companies as the Actors Workshop, the Original Mime Troupe, the Committee, as well as puppeteers and stand-up comics, all of which got him hooked on theater and live performance. In 2002, he got a call from the Commuter Times asking him to try out as the replacement for their reviewer who was leaving the position. A decade later, he's still writing their reviews. He wrote about performing arts and entertainment for the Berkeley Daily Planet before that publication closed last year, and he's had over 1,000 performing arts-related reviews, previews, and profiles published during the past decade. He's probably the one person who goes to see more Bay Area theater than I do, and few things are more fun than hearing his thoughts on whatever show we've just seen while sipping a glass of wine at an opening night party. He's talking to us today from Marin. Please welcome to The Field Trip, Mr. Ken Bullock. Ken, welcome.
Well, thanks, Mitch. It's always good to talk to you.
So, being a critic's not just any old job. It's a difficult job, isn't it?
I think it's different than you'd even think when you're involved in theater, and then you have to write about it, because you're looking at it with different eyes, that you have a different set of responsibilities in a way. It's not just something that you're going to be thinking about yourself or talking with whomever you went to it, or telling your friends, even your theater friends, about it afterwards. Is you have to talk to a variety of people through what you're writing, both people who are theater people and people who are just are members of the audience, and then people who have nothing to do with theater at all, really, because there are people who very seldom go or never go who still read the reviews.
How do you decide what to review? You get press releases from all the theater companies?
PR reps are in contact with us, yes, and I'm a member of the Bay Area Theater Critics Circle, too.
Tell me a bit more about the Critics Circle. I don't think people know about that.
That's true.
So this is a group of theater critics from around the Bay Area.
Yes, we have roughly 80 separate awards that we give out.
So it's a bunch of critics who go and see shows, and at the end of the year, you all vote for who you think's the best actor, the best theater company, the best production, that kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
So that leads me into another question. I don't want to say who's the best theater company in the Bay Area, but who's high up on your list of theater companies?
I would tend to recommend for most people, maybe one of the smaller companies around the Bay Area, the more adventuresome type. You know, it depends on what people like. In Berkeley, the Aurora Theater Company, which in terms of the professional theaters, I don't know if I'd really call them a regional theater company. They're like that. They mostly have union actors, equity actors, and they have a regular season. They have their own theater. I'd say that they're, of the professional companies, they're going to be maybe the most refreshing in a way, that you're going to see older or classical plays done in an interesting style, and of the new plays, I think some of the new plays are going to be particularly interesting. But in a lot of cases, the newer plays or the more unusual plays are going to be done by smaller companies as by anybody at all.
Well, the Aurora is certainly high up on my list, too. Explain a little bit about equity actors and non-equity actors in theaters. I don't know if people know about that, too. What do you mean by equity actors?
Well, that's the union that began, if I'm not mistaken, in the 1920s. That's the National Actors Union. In terms of professionality, in this case, it just really means whether or not that they're members of the union, that they, you know, they have, in effect, announced themselves as professional actors, and that's going to be the circumstances that they're going to work under or negotiate for.
So when you go to a community theater, it's mostly non-equity or non-professional actors, and when you go somewhere like ACT or Berkeley Rep, then you're going to see people who are professional actors make their living doing that, yeah?
Sure.
So what happens when you see a show that you really think is awful? Do you ever pull your punches and you don't write a review because you don't want to say really bad things about it? Or do you say, what the heck? I'm in it. That's my job.
That's happened a few times. Yeah, sure. Because it just really depends on what the nature of the assignment is, or if it's just something I'm going out to see it, I'm looking for a place to review it. I know other critics do it too, and actually, everybody, of course, would have a different way of doing it. I think the overall product is the most important thing, rather than nitpicking.
You ever have to hide from actors if you run into them in the supermarket if you gave them a bad review?
Well, I send somebody out for my food, actually. If you're a writer, you stay in a windowless room, and they only let you out to go see theater. One of the best things that I ever heard, and it was, I think, by Helen Hayes, for many years probably the most famous woman in the American theater, the most famous actress, is a young sort of protege of hers. I mean, a young lady who had been an understudy for her and for other Broadway actresses. They had had sort of a charming friendship for a number of years after they'd worked together. And she would always go and see plays that this young lady was working in. And finally, at one point, she was understudying a very role for a very important actress who got ill, and so she had to step in. Helen Hayes came to see it, and she stank. She was terrible. She thought, what am I going to say? Walked back to the dressing room and couldn't figure out anything. As she opened the door and her young friend saw her reflection in the mirror, her face lit up and she turned around. She said, suddenly I realized what to say. She grabbed her hands and looked into her eyes fervently and said, oh, my dear, if you'd just been out in front with me. As Orson Welles once said, you never remember the good reviews. You only remember the bad reviews, and you remember every word of it.
Absolutely. Well, what have you seen that you like lately? We ran into each other at Tiny Alice, the Albee play that was recently at Marin Theatre Company.
Right.
And I was eagerly awaiting that show, and I really loved it. It was a difficult play, although in your review, which was one of the better reviews that I read on it, you said that it isn't a difficult play. What have you seen that you like lately? Did you like that one?
I had mixed feelings about it, and thanks for saying that about the review. The opening scene between the attorney and the cardinal is an extraordinary scene. I think it's one of the most interesting scenes in post-World War II American theater.
Yeah, snappy dialogue.
It's extraordinary and vehement. I think the acting in it was excellent in particular. I thought that they had some of the better actors in the Bay Area up on stage there, and I think they acquitted themselves all pretty well, a couple of them extremely well.
What are you looking forward to in the upcoming seasons? Anything that you've seen that's coming that you can't wait to get to?
Marin Shakespeare is opening up. That's always going to be interesting. I mean, that's something very specific to the summer season, of course, because there are a number of theaters, California Shakespeare over in Orinda is, which is one of the professional theaters in the Bay Area.
Is wonderful company.
Too. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
They some of the actors that we saw in Tiny Alice work with them very closely.
Did you see a review of Tales of the City over at ACT?
I spoke with colleagues about it. I didn't see the show myself. I didn't really have a venue for it.
I can't help thinking that no matter what happens, this is a dry run for Broadway, for this show. It's sort of a trendy thing like Green Day's American Idiot that almost can't fail. What do you think?
Well, you've touched a nerve there, which maybe you knew you were going to touch a nerve there, which is fine. It's something that a number of us talk about, a number of us reviewers and other theater people. This has been happening a lot. Berkeley Rep has done this quite a bit, and this happens at ACT and a little bit here and there elsewhere. In some ways, the Bay Area is being used as sort of the West Coast New Haven, I guess you could say. And this is true of other theaters around the country where shows that are in development are brought here. And a lot of drum beating goes on, and we're supposed to be very happy about being the marketing research audience for this. I'm not saying that this is necessarily a bad thing, but I'm wondering, especially when you're talking about some of the big nonprofit regional repertory theater companies, I'm really wondering if this is part of their mission or what should be part of their mission. Is bringing in things here and trying them out on us out in the provinces before they take them back to New York. Now, I know that some of these shows, like the Green Day show I saw, and I did not think very much of it. There are some very professional performers on stage, nothing against them. But this is something that obviously is going to be greatly modified. There have been a few of the shows that have come through that I thought were pretty interesting in one way or another, and yet I know that they were drastically changed by the time that they plunked down on or right off of Broadway in New York.
Well, on another topic, what is it that makes the Bay Area special for you? I mean, you've been here a long time, born and raised. What do you like about it? Why didn't you move somewhere else? There's got to be things about it that you love and that keep you here. What would those be?
Well, you know, when you're born here, you sort of have that in your blood, and it's in a way, it would seem to be hard to talk about it, but I can talk about some of it anyway. For one thing, what the Bay Area has always been famous for in one sense or another, and I think particularly since the Second World War, but I think it's always had this, it's a great woodshed. People come from all over the world to a certain degree because it's a place where you can live pretty easily here on whatever economic scale you have to live on. You can live pretty easily in the sense that you can talk to everybody here, that it's not, it's parochial, but it's not quite as parochial as, well, certainly as the big centers are. And you can meet and talk to everybody, perhaps work with practically everybody, or at least be able to get sort of a shot from what they do, maybe a little bit of inspiration or some ideas. So I think it's a very good place to meet with people and to work with them and to develop things.
You can read Ken's reviews every week in the Commuter Times. Am I right? Is it every week?
That's right, yeah. And also I did want to say that the Berkeley Daily Planet is not being published as a paper anymore, but it is still a website, berkeleydailyplanet.com. And I contribute to that, and also John McMullen, who has directed a lot of plays in the East Bay, but he's also a member of the Theater Critics Circle, and he contributes reviews and sometimes other people to berkeleydailyplanet.com.
berkeleydailyplanet.com. You heard it here. And Ken, thanks for being on the show today. I'll be seeing you at the theater.
We'll be seeing each other there, I think, sooner than either of us knows.
Thanks, everybody. That's Ken Bullock. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.